This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Final hour, Thursday edition, fist pump time on the fan cam here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. It's DFW Sports Station. We got Joey and Ryan running things back in studio. We'll crosstalk with KMC at 9:40, and we're about to check in with the future Hall of Famer, DeMarcus Ware, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for the most diverse list of well over 1,000 Super Bowl props, including length of the anthem, first song Rihanna plays, commercial odds, broadcast odds, game, player stats, and much, much more. So D-Ware is getting set to join us on the Diamond Factory Hotline as we wait for his Hall of Fame induction after he got robbed last year. Last year, seriously, I'm not saying this because D-Ware is coming on or homerism. I used to watch every single year I watched the NFL Hall of Fame speeches. Every year. I love a great speech. The emotion and everything, who's going to stand out, who's going to cry. Last year was the first year I did not watch because I was so disgusted. Not just that D. Ware got left out, but I felt like they lowered their standards a great deal last year with that Hall of Fame class. With Sam Mills and who else got in? Do you remember?
Leroy Butler.
Yes.
That was one of them I remember.
Ryan
that
Young
one was
or something like that.
Offensive. Yeah, there were a few of those last year that were pretty unacceptable. It just felt like a, well, wait your turn. This is the norm. You got to wait your turn. It just felt like a silly game.
But then I kind of balanced that with baseball, where now it feels like every year they're just getting one person in, and I'm definitely not tuning in for that. I'm not tuning in to watch Scott Rowland speak. So on one hand, I'm like, you shouldn't have a minimum number of Hall of Famers. And then on the other hand, Choppy, I'm like, yeah, you should, because one person getting in for a whole weekend built around them is dumb.
Yeah, I mean, and now with baseball, Fred McGriff will be in too with the Veterans Committee. So they always do have that. So baseball does have a couple that are going in. But yeah, it's, you know, the lower the bar is for the Hall of Fame, or some of the players that you may not care about, it does, I think, dilute the speeches. I can't wait for DeMarcus Ware's speech. I can't wait to hear, you know, what he has to say going to Jason Witten's when he goes in. I'm still waiting for Woody's. Woody's would be giving a great speech. But yeah, like, you know, what kind of story was Sam Mills going to tell me that I really cared about? But then when you get to the one guy like Scott Rowland, I don't care to hear about Scott Rowland's career. You know, he was a good player. He was a great player. He really was. And I don't have a problem with him being in the Hall of Fame, but he's not going to make me stop down to tune into his Hall of Fame speech.
Joey, D-Ware, they said that they're calling. So look at the hotline. And
when the hotline blings.
All right, I'll just send this backup one as well. So Joey, be on standby for that. And then DeMarcus Ware will be on with us here momentarily. But yeah, last year just really, 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 really upset me because I felt like certain guys missed, and then I was like, that guy wasn't a Hall of Famer. I like to go off the field test. It is important for the numbers to look back and say, oh, wow, they matched everyone in terms of those numbers. But certain guys, I just feel like, no, they were, or yes, they were, or no, they were not. So that's where I stand on that. But DeMarcus Ware, I want to ask him how Denver treats snow and ice different from Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, they may be a little bit more accustomed to it, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
They might do well.
As Michael Irvin was on 1 hour ago, and he's like, yeah, I went out to Bristol, Connecticut, and I was terrified. You're talking about Michael Irvin from Miami to Dallas to Bristol, Connecticut, dealing with this weather and these conditions out there.
Oh, no way. If you grow up in the South, you can't handle the far, like, I don't mean the North, like, you know, I'm talking about the far North. You can't handle Michigan, or like Minnesota or like far upstate New York and stuff. You can't handle it. You grow up there, you can't handle the summers down here. You just can't. It's like if you grew up like in like northern Michigan, it's hard to deal with the summers here.
Let's bring in DeMarcus Ware here on the Diamond Factory Hotline on your home of the Dallas Cowboys, courtesy of Bet Online. D Ware, did you get stuck in DFW for this weather, or are you somewhere else?
I'm actually in DFW, but I'm trying to figure out about this Diamond Factory Hotline. Are y'all giving out diamonds, and what's going on?
I'm sure you could figure it out if you'd like an advertisement or a sponsorship on there. Just don't steal. That's my spot. That's me and Choppy. Don't be stealing. You got enough ads, man. Leave us alone. Don't be stealing our money.
Man, I'm just throwing it out there, okay?
Hey, are you a big bling guy? What's you don't have to give the number, but – what's the most expensive piece of bling bling that DeMarcus Ware has?
You know,
besides the Super Bowl ring.
Most expensive bling bling. I was just about to say my Super Bowl ring, but I'll let you say it. I would say my Super Bowl ring is one of the most, you know, not expensive, but most important. But yeah, I'm really not a big bling bling guy. I'm more of a watch guy. I got a Rolex, a nice Rolex.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm really not a big bling bling guy.
Okay, how do we deal with this weather in DFW compared to Denver?
We need salt trucks. You know what salt trucks are? Like drive them around town, put the salt and sand down, and let it melt this black ice. That black ice is so dangerous. Like the snow, okay, cool. We're used to seeing snow. We can drive in snow. Anybody can drive in snow. But the ice, I don't care if it's a four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, it's auto, it doesn't matter. You're going to slide.
Yep.
You're going to slide. Now, are you stir crazy? Like Michael Irvin was just on. Michael cannot stay. He cannot stay in the house. And we know you got to go. You've probably been doing workouts with tires outside on the ice. Can you stay inside or you got to get out?
Dude. I got a golf simulator in my house. I've been on the course probably about 36 holes every day, okay? And I get stir crazy, and I can't go outside. Not only can I not go outside, I almost fall when I go outside, so that's dangerous. I can't get in my truck, and so now I got to sit in the house. I mean, it's golf. It's still fun now. I got the family here, but I'm ready to get outside.
DeMarcus Ware joined us here on The Fan. What is the golf course you were playing yesterday on that simulator?
Pebble Beach, baby. Dude, I was playing Pebble Beach and Sawgrass yesterday.
DeMarcus, what are the Cowboys missing? We obviously sat there and almost made it to the Final Four. We got to watch the Eagles play in this game now. But when you're watching them play, whether it's defense, offense, coaching, what do you think are some of the missing things that the Cowboys need to add in the offseason?
I don't think there's anything missing. I know that the philosophy of turning the ball over just needs to stop. If they don't turn the ball over, you look at how many games they won and how that plays. And then on defense, the same thing. How can we get the ball out? When they start getting interceptions, they start getting big pressure plays, they start knocking the ball out, getting the ball back to Dak, they start running the ball, making those plays, it's inevitable that no team can beat them. But as soon as they start turning the ball over and they don't get turnovers on defense, we go back to that mediocre team that nobody wants to see.
DeMarcus, you know, there was the pass rush was so strong from the team for basically the first, you know, 12 weeks of the season. And then it seemed like teams had started, you know, responding to it and trying to get the ball out faster to avoid some of the twists and, you know, chip Micah Parsons and those sorts of issues. And Micah was part of that decline in terms of just his production. Where do you think Micah still needs to improve as a player? I mean, we saw a nice leap from year one to year two, I think. But where do you think he still needs to work on his toolbox?
There's always room to improve that toolbox. I talk about that toolbox in the offseason when you're in the OTAs and mini camps. I think just being able to read offenses a lot quicker. It's all about time now. He has the athleticism. He can, you know, do all the pass rush techniques, but now he needs to get to a point to where, okay, cool, the offensive line are going to all fan to the right, I need to make sure I line up to the left before it even happens. Oh, it's 22 personnel. This is a play that's going to come from that. The smarter you are and you know what play is going to come before they even start calling it because of their personnel, now as an athlete, you know exactly what's going to happen before, but then you can jump the count, meaning you can get off the ball a little bit faster. You know what play is going to happen because it's a time game now. And the more time that the quarterback has the ball, the more time those big plays are going to happen. You're the pressure guy, so you got to make sure you bring that pressure in key situations.
If you had to add one position to the defense to improve, would it be corner?
I would say, to be honest with you, linebacker. Like a big, nasty linebacker in the middle. There's somebody that just, you know what, he's not marketable at all. But when he puts the pads on, he's just knocking heads out there. And he's calling plays and just dictating the defense. I would say a guy that's just a head knocker in the middle, or a defensive lineman that's the same way. Huge, 320-pound guy, and he demands a double team. If you don't double team him, guess who's going to eat? DeMarcus Lawrence, Micah Parsons. He's the guy in the middle that's just that anchor to where you're not running the football, and you got to pass it, and I'm going to let my outside guys do what they do best, and let's get to the quarterback.
DeMarcus Ware here on Sean and RJ, courtesy of Bet Online. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Would you rather go up and defend Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts?
I would say Patrick Mahomes. Because Jalen Hurts, that RPO, I hate that play. No. You don't know if the quarterback has the ball, the running back, the wide receiver coming around the corner. You don't know it, and he's really healthy. And as a Lion, when I'm out there, I would say hunting or getting pressure on the quarterback. If I know that I have a wounded antelope, that's what I'm going to try to go eat. So I would rather go against a Patrick Mahomes at the time, knowing that he's still a great player, wounded. But I don't want to go against a full RPO, Jalen Hurts.
Who was the running quarterback that just tortured you when you were playing? And you're like, this is impossible. I mean, you had Vic. I don't know how often you guys went up against him. But who was the scrambler and the runner that tormented you?
Michael Vick.
Yeah.
When you have a roller coaster ride, when you have your own shoe, when you have commercials on what it's like to actually try to tackle Michael Vick, he was a guy that it gave me goosebumps every single time he snapped the ball because I know he can go the mile. He can score with his own feet. He can throw the ball, and he was left-handed. So he saw me. Every single time I got past the quarter, tackle, he can see me. Usually the guy that's right-handed, so he has his back to me. So I'm like, all right, cool, I got a little bit of time. But Michael Vick, and he can run.
All right, we got to bring up Micah here because he caught some heat for kind of rooting for Lane Johnson on the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Did you ever have a team or a moment, a player on a team who you were rooting for within your division to win it all, that they made it either from the NFC East or the AFC West, and you're like, you know what? I know we play them in the division, but I'm rooting for them to win it all.
I hate to say it, but it was O.C. Umanure for the Giants. He was like my brother. I mean, he grew up in high school, college, and I hated going against him. We talked trash the whole week. And when I can still remember, I think it was 2008 when they beat us, and he was rubbing it in. I was so pissed. And then they went up to Green Bay, and they beat Green Bay. I watched that game. I was rooting for them. They went to the Patriots. They beat the Patriots for the Super Bowl. I said, you know what? It's not about me at that time, but I hated it. I still hate it to this day because he showed me those Super Bowl rings. But, you know, I was rooting for him.
All right. Your other team just made a huge move to get Sean Payton. What do you think about Sean Payton to the Broncos? And do you actually think that he can save and fix Russell Wilson?
I think he can fix that offense, and he's going to do a great job up there, especially just the mile-high attitude that they have. the team that they have, all the things are in place. I think they just needed somebody to go up there and orchestrate it. And that's what Sean Payton did when he was with the Cowboys. The same thing with the Saints. He's going to do the same thing with the Denver Broncos.
DeMarcus, you know, we mentioned Micah there. I know you've worked with him before and have had a lot of positive things to say about him. But have you ever thought about getting into the coaching realm? Like, are we going to see you on an NFL sideline one of these days?
You might see me on the NFL sideline, maybe mentoring and coaching some of the guys a little bit. But full-time coaching, that's me getting back and almost like I'm putting the pads back on. And now I'm not being hit nobody, and I got to really rely on somebody else to do it. That's the way I see it. I did it on myself. But if I can mentor the players and see them succeed and teach them technique, teach them the game, I would love to do that.
Okay, enjoy the golf. Stay away from our diamonds. And enjoy the big game the big game next week. And always great to have you on, D-Ware. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks,
Bill. There he is, DeMarcus Ware, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for the most diverse list of well over 1,000 Super Bowl props, including length of the national anthem, first song Rihanna plays, commercial odds, broadcast odds, game and player stats, and much, much more. So that's how D-Ware is staying busy. Some people have to get out of the house. Some people are fine inside, like me. What have you been binging? We have RJ Choppy with a video game addict on his hands, and it's not his children. What else have you been binging on TV? Let us know, then we'll cross talk with KMC next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.